I found Luke and Maria at the far side of the dome, in a small area set back from the circular walkway around the stones. They were peering into an open area. There was a sign above the doorway. The King Stone. Maria turned as I approached, though Luke seemed absorbed. There was a single standing stone in the area, tall and proud and encrusted with moss. "It's just another stone," Maria said. "Maybe it used to be in the circle," I said. "It isn't a circle," Luke pointed out without turning round. "But maybe it used to be and some of the stones got moved." "What for?" he asked. "Well, I don't know. Perhaps people took half the stones away or moved them, centuries ago. Used them for building materials or something. That's possible, isn't it?"
"I suppose," Luke conceded.
"They might tell us if we listen to the talk," Maria said. But by now I was staring at the stone, standing alone in the semi-darkness. It was over 2 metres high, hewn from a pale, rock-like granite. I could see speckles of quartz embedded in the surface and glittering as they caught the light. And, "Oh, wait a minute," I said. "It's glowing!"